May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I wonder if we are similar. I wonder if you might, like me, occasionally think that you are right. Perhaps you dabble in being right, or perhaps you've made it a habit, and more or less, you are right most of the time. Perhaps you are right about the small things, like where things are in the house, for example, or who said what in a conversation. Or perhaps you are right about the bigger things, your views on politics, culture, and religion are, in fact, perfectly correct. Being right can feel pretty good. It boosts my ego, at least, to have my perspective validated and vindicated. But I wonder if you've ever had your perspective challenged and somebody has helped you see that you are not necessarily right. Maybe you've had a moment where you're in a conflict with a friend or family member or colleague and someone has offered you a different perspective. Have you thought of it from this angle? We receive a different perspective, and it pulls the rug out from under our feet. Maybe, just maybe, we haven't got the full measure of this situation. And perhaps we are wrong in our certainty. It's a bit like when you clean your glasses or top up the screen wash in your car and you realise you hadn't been seeing clearly all along. In today's gospel reading, Jesus challenges our desire to judge others. He is surrounded by a group of people recalling terrible news. They share stories of recent shocking violence and tragic accidents. But Jesus knows that their motivation in sharing this news isn't to inform and it isn't to mourn. He hears their hearts behind their words and realizes that their desire is for judgment. Faced with the uncertainty of the world, the group are looking for certainty. And they find it in their view that these events are evidence of God's divine judgment. These people who Pilate killed, these people who were crushed to death, they died because of their sins. These people who were murdered in a holy place, who died in a tragic accident, they were bad people. They deserved what happened to them. And since these people who died were bad, the group themselves, well, they must be good. The group condemn others and so exalt themselves as righteous. They are still alive because they are good and favored and special. In effect, they dress their judgment of others up in religious language and they use God's name in vain. Jesus' response pulls the rug out from under their feet. You are no better than the people who have died. You are not here because you are morally superior. You are here because of God's grace. You are not right in your judgment. Jesus reminds us here that judgment belongs to God. But God is not the kind of judge we might expect. In the parable of the barren fig tree, Jesus paints an image of a fruitless fig tree which a man wants to cut down because it's just wasting the soil. But the gardener appeals to him. Give it a year. I'll care for it. I'll dig around it. I'll put manure around it. And then let's see. If it bears fruit, well, that's good. But if not, you can cut it down. God is like the gardener, showing patience and mercy beyond what we might think is reasonable. God loves us so lavishly that God will give us every opportunity possible for us to turn and repent and receive in turn forgiveness and amazing grace. But we must not make light of God's mercy. This is not a cheap or trivial matter. As far as it depends on God, God's arms are open. As far as it depends on us, we have a choice to make. Will we turn to God and surrender our desire to be right? Will we turn to God and surrender our pride? Will we turn to God and find that in turning, God turns our hearts towards others as well and increases our capacity to be loving and compassionate and merciful? Because the problem with judgment is the fruit that it bears. Isolation and pride and self-sufficiency. When we judge, we end up isolating ourselves as we create distance between us and the other. When we judge, we end up proud as we exalt ourselves whilst condemning somebody else. When we judge, we end up trusting our narrative and our worldview, rather than humbly asking for God's perspective on the matter. But God's overwhelming mercy changes our view of judgment and offers us a new perspective. Isaiah's prophecy gives a vision of God's kingdom that is broader and wider than Israel had first understood. Now God's covenant with David is extended to people of other nations. It includes people they do not know, people they have not met, people with whom, perhaps, they do not have much in common. But together they share this everlasting covenant of God's steadfast and sure love. Together, the nations are invited to come close and delight in God's provision, God's justice, and God's presence. The invitation is there for all who will listen. Incline your ear. Come to me. Listen so that you may live. At a time where Brexit has polarised our nation, it is urgent that we fast from judgment. We have divided not just between those who voted Remain and Leave, but the myriad of other Brexit options. Those who want a new referendum, those who want to leave without a deal, those who want Brexit cancelled, and those who are sick to the back teeth of hearing about Brexit. Jesus calls us to search and examine our hearts, where we have become entrenched in our positions, where we have nurtured hostility, where we have judged others. We are called to refrain from judging those who are different to us. And we are called instead to learn to listen and to love those with whom we disagree. As we surrender our desire to be right to God, let us heed the words of the prophet Isaiah. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him when he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them. And to our God, for he will richly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Amen.